This is Working in Teams, Unit 9B, Expanding Value, Tools for Collaboration Across Time and Space in HIT-Related Activities. With high definition, clinicians have full confidence that they can provide the care their patients deserve. High definition video conferencing for telehealth care. Healthcare is clearly the most demanding application for video conferencing. Doctors are able to see and hear as clearly as if they were in person. Video conferencing allows the physician to look inside an ear canal, view a radiology film, and see vivid, true colors to determine a patient's well-being. HD video conferencing solutions and applications are as follows: remote access to specialty care, neonatology, telepsychiatry, oncology, emergency care, nephrology, radiology, and many more. Teleconsultations for second opinions, rural telemedicine, continuing medical education, home health monitoring, pharmaceutical research and innovation, telementoring to teach new methods and techniques, administrative meetings without costly travel. Long-term chronic conditions create many challenges for the patients who have them, as well as for their immediate caregivers and the healthcare professionals responsible for their care. The Intel Health Guide is designed to help address these challenges. Technology has grown by leaps and bounds in telehealth. In the early days, the only way for a healthcare provider to send and receive patient information was by telephone. That technology is still in use today, but now many high-tech companies, such as Intel and others, are joining the groundswell of interest in telehealth. The Motiva is a device developed by Philips Electronics, which uses broadband technology and uses the patient's television to display informational videos from the prescriber and also record vital signs using additional remote devices, such as weight scales. It then sends this information back to the physician's office, where trends can be identified. The Intel Health Guide is an example of how the Internet can be used for remote health monitoring. The Intel Health Guide requires an Internet connection to enable communications with the patient's care team and back-end data hosting. This device is intended for use by patients under the guidance of a healthcare professional and is not intended for emergency medical communications or real-time patient monitoring. In the past, healthcare practitioners have been required to schedule multiple days off from caring for patients to attend seminars, conferences, and so forth. Now, with internet conferencing technology, healthcare practitioners can participate in professional conferences and similar gatherings from any location where there is an internet connection available. Video conferencing allows for virtual face-to-face meetings at a distance with colleagues and others around the world. Video conferencing allows for multiple split-screen displays that can connect several different locations simultaneously. Data and desktop sharing is also supported by video conferencing. Advantages of global conferencing. Global conferencing is used for scheduled and recurring conferences, as well as impromptu meetings. Web-based presentations, demonstrations, and training sessions involve largely audiences and occasional external participants. Every participant can hear, see, and edit the same content at the same time, making it easier to work together and transfer knowledge. Web conferences can be created in an instant with global colleagues without the need to arrange dial-in details separately. Decisions to share screens can be made spontaneously, making team involvement much easier. The ability to join in conferences without leaving their personal workspace helps employees reduce both long-distance travel and the time-consuming trips between local sites, sometimes referred to as micro-travel. The need to trim costs and boost efficiency is a business constant. Employees save time and reduce travel. As the economy has slowed, those savings have grown even more significant as contributors to a company's financial results. Some other advantages of global conferencing include the following. Decisions to share screens can be made spontaneously. Conference attendees can join in conferences without leaving their personal workspace. Global conferencing trims costs and boosts efficiency. And employees save time and reduce travel. Patient communities are flourishing in an environment rich with social networks, both through mainline social communities and condition-specific communities. Meanwhile, hospitals and academic medical centers are diving into the social media mix with more than 300 YouTube channels and 500 Twitter accounts. Hospitals are moving from experimentation, such as Twittering from the OR or flipcam videos, to strategic use of social media to enhance brand loyalty and recruit new patients. Hospitals and medical practices are risk-averse and generally cautious about new technology trends without clear value. There are questions about whether social media use by hospital employees is a waste of time. Does social media present risks of violating HIPAA or leaking proprietary information? Hospital IT departments are concerned about security risks, such as the use of websites, such as tinyurl.com, which can mask malicious websites. Privacy concerns, particularly the vulnerability of social media accounts, are also cited as a reason to avoid social media. For this activity, search the internet or other sources of addressing media and write a one-page paper on a type of social media currently being used in healthcare today. Highlight the type of social media, the purpose, the benefits, and challenges you see with the use of this communication tool. Summarize how this tool can assist the healthcare team to collaborate across time and space. An important distinction in this two-way conversation is between medical advice and medical information. Hospitals and providers need to walk a fine line between giving specific medical advice in the relatively public forums of social media and providing more generalized medical information. Healthcare professionals have always been aware of speaking in a public place about a patient which could compromise the patient's privacy. The advent of social media has now expanded this to a public space that literally is the entire world. There is a need to be aware at all times that at no time can a patient's information be compromised in the process of giving specific medical advice which could lead to identification of the patient or the patient's health issues. At the same time, there are many ways to create a conversation with healthcare consumers. Sites like MedHelp.org have provided this kind of information using medical experts to answer patient-submitted questions in general terms. For instance, promoting wellness is a win-win. Medical information relevant to many is provided without specific medical advice for a patient's medical condition. The rise of e-patients creates many opportunities for engagement. There are many hospitals, insurance companies, and physician practices that are developing and utilizing, quote, patient portals, which will enable the patient to manage not only their health information, but schedule doctor appointments, receive appointment reminders, email their providers with questions, make payments, review prescriptions, and so forth. Many hospitals are now entering the online community arena by providing an online forum for disease-specific websites. The Johns Hopkins Hospital's pathology department has multiple websites dedicated to specific diseases. These websites are maintained by an HIT team of programmers, analysts, and physicians who make sure that the websites run efficiently and have the most current information regarding each website's specific disease processes, such as articles and videos, to name a few. What is the future of social media in healthcare? Social media is here to stay, and it will evolve quickly. Patient engagement will continue to characterize this change. Organizations will use social media tactically within their overall marketing and communications efforts. Videos and mobile technology will likely dominate these approaches. Online patient communities will expand and will become a rich source of information for others. Physicians and other healthcare providers will discover social media, which will have the potential for progressing medical research. There may be regular news reports of privacy violations, dangerous misinformation, and fraud promoted via social media, but these reports are not likely to stop a wave of innovation and conversation. Robotics for medicine and healthcare is the application of technology whereby systems are able to perform coordinated mechatronic actions. This is force or movement on the basis of processing information acquired through sensor technology. These systems cooperate safely with humans and support the functioning of impaired individuals, medical interventions, care and rehabilitation of patients, as well as participation of individuals in prevention programs. Intelligent prosthetics are control systems that facilitate natural movement and intuitive control of arm and leg prostheses, preferably with the same subconscious control as for natural limbs. Smart medical capsules provide a means of, quote, journeying through the body in a way that causes less discomfort than traditional endoscopy, where invasive probes are used. The smart capsule endoscope is a, quote, pill that is swallowed and then makes pictures of internal systems such as the intestines while traveling through the body. Robotizing the capsules greatly boosts their diagnostic and therapeutic effectiveness and signifies a radical change in medicine. A mini robot, and in the future perhaps a nanobot, will be able to move itself or be externally steered to have a closer look at internal tissues, take samples, or even destroy unwanted tissue. Robotized surgery promises to facilitate new types of intervention, such as in areas of the human body that are difficult to access. Precision, durability, and repeatability enable automation of surgical tasks and facilitate minimally invasive surgery, remote telesurgery, preoperative planning, surgical training, image-guided surgery, and surgical simulation all from one place. The value of robotics for healthcare could be huge in terms of health, societal, and economic benefits. Robotics offers the promise of sustainable and affordable health provision without compromising quality of care. Some products are already available, like the surgical robot Da Vinci, but this is just the beginning. Clear roadmaps are required for the scale of research and development still needed to transform the challenges that exist, technological, financial, ethical, and social, to name a few, into practical and beneficial solutions. The potential is tremendous. Robotics considerations. Robotics holds the promise of addressing some major healthcare issues. Robotics in healthcare is in its infancy. Industry, government, and research can still exert influence. There is a need to bridge the difficult transitions from laboratories to trials and from trials to regular healthcare practice. Systematic support to research is needed for progress to be made. Ethical and legal problems should be an integral part of any research program in this field. Performance dashboards for healthcare. Healthcare management is becoming more complex as providers are faced with tighter margins, clinical risks to reimbursement, and fundamental changes to payment structures. Sustaining the necessary performance from information technology is a competition between fixed resources and open-ended demands. Healthcare organizations must manage larger pools of data in smaller time windows. The challenge has become to organize information to support rapid analysis and decision-making. Healthcare executives and decision-makers with the ability to track critical key performance indicators can spot trends and opportunities to help their organizations to survive and thrive. With immediate visibility to the important performance measures, they can balance the requirements of clinical excellence and financial responsibility to weather today's economic conditions. Based on healthcare benchmarking and industry best practices, performance dashboards support clear presentation of key performance indicators and can include categories such as clinical, billing, financial, utilization, supply chain, claims, and patient satisfaction measures. This is accomplished by integrating information from target systems through a data warehouse to a customized reporting system, the performance dashboard. Types of performance dashboards include high-end performance, medium-level performance, and open source. Video sites for medical professionals and patients. Video sites for medical professionals and patients are becoming more available for the medical team to actually demonstrate a surgical procedure that the patient may go through at the time. Video sites are also being used to anticipate what changes may occur with the surgery, such as plastic surgery involving a nose reconstruction. We look for the use of technology by future healthcare teams to continue on a course of rapid expansion. In the near future, patients will be accessing their own healthcare anytime and any place. Nowadays, robots are doing surgeries, medical students are being educated using virtual simulators, and virtual reality has become therapeutic. E-health is an emerging field at the intersection of medical health informatics, public health, and business, and refers to health services and information delivered or enhanced through the internet and related technologies. The term can encompass a range of services that are at the edge of medicine/healthcare and information technology: electronic medical records, telemedicine, evidence-based medicine, consumer health informatics, health knowledge management, and virtual healthcare teams. In particular, virtual healthcare teams are a growing phenomena that consist of healthcare professionals who collaborate and share information on patients through the use of digital equipment. This new initiative is motivated by the strategies used in healthcare organizations to distribute services. Relationships between hospital members and outsiders, such as specialists or other collaborating physicians, medical suppliers, community members, and so forth, are becoming more important. The term virtual is the definitive term because much or all communication takes place outside traditional face-to-face meetings via email or video conferencing. The virtual organization presents a clinical environment that supports care teams whose members are collaborating to treat a patient more effectively by providing and storing patient data from a variety of medical records and data sources. In conclusion, skeptics may say that the implementation of virtual systems compromises the intimacy of the patient-doctor relationship. However, with HIT teams, one can see the challenges of learning to collaborate virtually and to develop these emerging technologies so that the healthcare team and patients can gain from the use of these emerging virtual tools. The focus of all the evolving, emerging technologies revolves around the patient receiving a comprehensive treatment from all treating parties.